Death is not the termination of life, it is the entrance upon a larger life. Death does not separate us from God, but permits a fuller fellowship than before. Death is the means by which we are translated into the upper and better kingdom. There is a natural instinct in man which makes him draw back from the experience of death. It may be inspired by either of three motives. First, the sense of self-preservation is a normal part of our human frame and makes us draw back from death. Secondly, there is a mystery about the experience of death which arouses within us a fear of the unknown. And third, most people have adopted a totally unchristian view of death and what follows, viewing it as pain, wading through the cold waters of the river, walking alone through a lonesome valley, passing through deep shadows where dangers lurk, or entering a permanent condition of unconsciousness or semi-consciousness. Whatever your reason to fear death, you need fear it no longer. Jesus Christ has come to deliver you from the fear of physical death. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, Jesus also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Your bondage to fear is broken when you understand what Jesus has done in relation to physical death. Jesus has showed us the true nature of death. He reveals to us that death is not annihilation of the person, nor an irremediable less-than-life condition into which one enters. Jesus spoke of death as laying down his life, and of the end of death as taking up his life again. He did this on the cross and in his resurrection. He went through the total experience of death. He suffered, he died, he rose up from death. Then he announced, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death." Jesus' experience shows that death does not destroy. As life is the union of the spirit and the body, death is the separation of the spirit and the body. It is not the end of existence. To Jesus, death was a parting from this earth to be with the Father. When he was ready to die, he cried out, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he released his spirit and died. Why fear stepping through the door which leads to the immediate presence of God? Jesus takes away the fear of death. Jesus has demonstrated his power over death. Physical death held no terror for the Lord Jesus. He approached it with all calm deliberation. He knew he could lay his life down when he pleased and could take it up again when he pleased. Christ's redemptive mission on earth entailed his own death. It was an attested fact of history that Christ died. It is a blessed fact of divine revelation that Christ died for our sins. Jesus did not die simply to show us that death was without danger. No, his death was because of our offenses. When he died, he was suffering for our sins since he bore our sins in his own body. But by submitting to death, he triumphed over death. The triumph of Jesus Christ over death is one of the most amazing facts in all of human history. Such a thing had never happened before, nor has it ever happened since. He was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Only God himself could do what Jesus did in dying by his own will and returning to life by his own power. Jesus has become the victor over death by his own death and resurrection. He declares his victory and authority in the realm of death when he announces that he has the keys of hell and of death. No one can be held by death if Jesus would release him. He has the keys, suggesting his authority, to the doorway which opens to the life beyond and to all the unseen realm of the physically dead. Think of what terror would seize the hearts of the passengers in an airplane if they knew the pilot could not control the craft. On the other hand, millions of us fly in perfect calmness because of assurance that the pilot is in control. Consider, further, the terror with which man anticipates death when he does not know that someone is in control. On the other hand, the fear is gone when we know that Jesus has conquered death and exercises control over it. Jesus has revealed that death has a sequel. Physical death is not the end. There is something beyond it. True, death still reigns over Christians and non-Christians alike, but it will soon be totally overthrown. Imagine, a time will come when death will die. Isaiah 25, verse 8 reads in part, "He will swallow up death in victory, for the Lord has spoken it." The Apostle Paul realized such a victory was assured by Jesus' triumph over death. He wrote of the blessed day of resurrection, saying, "Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." How can we have victory over death? Paul continues, "Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Death is followed by resurrection. Physical death comes when the spirit departs from the body. Physical death ends when the spirit is restored to the renewed body in the resurrection. Death will be banished at the return of Jesus Christ when the Christian dead are raised incorruptible, immortal, glorious, powerful, bearing the image of the Lord Jesus. In view of the certainty of the resurrection, Christians say that the body simply sleeps in the earth, awaiting the moment of awakening. Not only will death end for the physical body at the resurrection, but all possibility of separation will be ended forever. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 25 and 26 says of Jesus, "He must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." This is why heaven will be a place where there is no death. The possibility of any separation or division will be eternally gone to those who are citizens of heaven. The same God of grace who wrought forgiveness will finally deliver the forgiven sinner from all the evil consequences of his sin, including death, and deliver him into the eternal glory of heaven. Amazing grace! Death, how shall they die who have already died to sin in Jesus Christ? What others call death, we call deliverance. The body lays down exhausted at the end of a long working day to awaken in the fresh energy of an eternal morning. Instead, then, of death being something to be dreaded, it is the hour of entrance into a more glorious life for the Christian. Death is not the termination of life, it is the entrance upon a larger life. Death does not separate us from God, but permits a fuller fellowship than before. Death is the means by which we are translated into the upper and better kingdom. Assurance which delivers from the fear of death is not found in scientific proof nor philosophical arguments, but only in a faith which joins you to the living Christ in such a way as to give you a death-transcending life here and now. It cannot be logically demonstrated. It must be experimentally realized. For the Christian, there is no death. He simply passes out into a larger life. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.